This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday he would discuss with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu measures that Israel still needs to take to increase the flow of aid into Gaza during his planned talks in the country on Wednesday.
The United States remains the largest provider of humanitarian assistance and assistance in general to the Palestinian people, but we're determined that people get the assistance that they need.
Blinken spoke to reporters at a warehouse of a Jordanian charity organization where aid shipments from U.S.-based charities are gathered. Protesters took over an administration building on Tuesday at New York's Columbia University, ignoring warnings to stop anti-war demonstrations, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war spreading to college campuses nationwide. Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Julie Walker, New York.
Georgian security forces used water cannons, tear gas, and stun grenades against protesters outside parliament late on Tuesday, sharply escalating a crackdown after lawmakers debated a quote-unquote foreign agents bill, which is viewed by the opposition in Western nations as authoritarian and Russian-inspired. Reuters eyewitnesses saw some police physically attack protesters who threw eggs and bottles at them before using tear gas, water cannons, and stun grenades to force demonstrators outside.